Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
Yesterday, me and Lindell and producer Sean were all sitting in the studio. Carl, hang out for this one here. And they were saying yesterday how impressed they were with Jen Hobby for coming strong to Sean William Scott.
Okay.
How she has all this game and stuff.
And asking him out?
Asking him out.
Okay.
And not to put you down or anything. And I said, you know what? Game is relative. Like, Sean William Scott has seen Jen Hobby before. And mm-hmm. he even said yesterday he thought she was hot. Thought she was
remembered
attractive.
Remembered her.
And remembered mm-hmm. her.
Yes.
So game is relative. She didn't, when you're hot, you don't need to have game.
Huh?
You just need to be hot or, and that's it.
I don't agree.
I'm going to try to explain this to you from a guy's standpoint here. Carl. So we went on this, because the girls
didn't. A woman.
First, like, Jeff is out. Carl, I need you now.
I need some testosterone.
Jeff is out today.
If I am the symbol of testosterone in the studio today, we're in trouble.
I got your back, bro.
So a woman really doesn't need to have any game at all. At least at first. All you got to do is say hi. And that's it. If you're hot, that's all a guy needs to hear.
We just want you to speak to us. That's it.
That's it. You don't need game. So the conversation sort of evolved. And Lindell said that her boyfriend had once told her that hot will get you through the first date. But that's about it. And I stopped Lindell and I said, I don't necessarily agree with that either. That a guy will stay in a relationship with somebody that is hot and somebody that is good in important areas.
Before 8:30, yes.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Way longer than you think he can.
Way longer.
And this is what I want to ask guys this morning to prove my point. How long have you stayed in a relationship with a woman that you weren't mentally into at all? In fact, she bugged you. You wanted out of the relationship. You were sort of just waiting to get out of the relationship, but she was so hot, and that part of the relationship, wink, wink, you know what I'm talking about, was so good that you stayed. You stayed way longer than you thought you were going to. Are we talking about days? Are we talking about weeks? Or are we talking about, in my case with Chandra, an entire year.
Wow.
1 year we will stay in those relationships.
Or until the woman actually tells you to leave. Like, all right, you're getting on my nerves. I'm hanging around.
See, I don't think that women would have the staying power because there are, you know, I mean, there are certainly guys that are hot enough that you could date for a while and be like, just shh, don't talk.
Right.
Just shh. Sit right there and just look good. Just don't talk. But I think that women could only do that for maybe a month.
I could do
unless he's rich. Unless he's rich.
Oh.
Women will stay if he's rich.
Well,
that's true.
Yeah. You guys, yeah. I mean, we've talked about this switch that
y'all
have.
Yeah. Some women will
this
be
gear
able to do that.
That you
rich.
Guys have that guys don't have. Because maybe this does go both ways now I think about it. I think you're right. That gear that y'all have to be with Hugh Hefner that you're not attracted to in any way, shape, or form. But the dude is worth $1 billion. So you will just, when the lights are off, do what you got to do mm-hmm. just to get to that cash.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that y'all had that in you.
Women have it in them, yeah. Right.
Women for sure.
Look at all these dudes walking around town that are all...
Look how ugly some of the men are out there that women are with. It's not because...
But women are so emotional. They just seem to fall in love with the...
It doesn't
whatever.
Matter
the guy's
when
so
a guy's
sweet.
Making her comfortable. When a guy makes the girl comfortable, it doesn't matter.
It's all it takes.
Exactly.
That's what we tell you to make you to stroke your ego.
But today I want to educate the women. Like, this does go both ways because guys mm-hmm. will stay in a relationship and they are so annoyed by you. They don't like you anymore. But you're so hot mm-hmm. and... That part of the relationship is so good, we're going to stick around longer than you think we can. Oh, yeah. Hey, Nick, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, 4 months.
4 months. And she started driving you crazy how long into that 4 months?
Weeks. Just a couple weeks.
2 or 3
but
weeks.
She was so hot, and my friends just adored me for just having that.
That's where the
I let her walk all right. over me for yeah. 4 months.
That's not when he, because I thought that when Brooke said about him, be, you know, her being hot or whatever, I thought because it's bragging rights yes. for the guy.
Yeah. Right. Well, and the women know it too. There's a Beyonce song called Upgrade You. Mm-hmm. She's like, let me upgrade you.
Right.
Yeah. Women know it.
Women know yeah. that guys are bugged by you, but they're keeping you around just because you're hot?
Well, women will, they'll know if they are upgrading their guy.
Right. You all make us look better.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
If it's a trophy type of woman.
You're like the upgrade for right. the dude, for I the gotcha. Bad-looking dude.
Right. Like, oh, yeah. I know all your friends are going, how in the hell did
right.
you score
yeah.
that?
Right. Yeah, yeah I know my friends are still saying that about my wife.
Right. That's another few more years right there.
We've been saying that about Stacey and Jessica for years.
I've been doing it for 11 years. Good morning, Lauren. You're on
Q100. Yes, I've actually been with mine for 7 months now.
7 months.
Now,
seven
this
months.
Is from a woman, so... And you're not attracted to him at all?
No, I am. Very attracted, but he's just so dumb. I mean, everything is great, you know? It's just there's these times when I'm like, why am I with him? Yeah. Why? And, you know, really the only reason is because he is so hot.
Yeah, you think that's good? Guys can weigh. They can crush you.
Oh, yeah.
We'll Scott, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, how long are we talking about here?
3.5 years.
And you started to get annoyed by her how long into the relationship?
I'm going to say 2 to 3 months into it.
How can you stay with her? I don't get it.
She was a freak. And she was
freaky
hot.
Dinky.
Guys are weird.
That is a combination. Freaky oh, yeah. hot will keep us around for
That'll
a long
do it.
Time.
That's all
man.
We need. That's all we want.
Melissa, do you think I can say what I wrote?
Yeah, you can.
What?
I want to know.
I have a couple girlfriends who would say girls can stick around for size, too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard women talk about like mm-hmm. things like that.
True story.
Like, I should have left a while ago, but...
He was so...
You know, a couple of marriages.
There he is.
That made the relationship last there a little bit longer.
Take a picture and put it in a frame. There he is.
Isn't the difference here, though, between women and men, especially in the case that you just said?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to be with that guy to keep going back to that, where a guy, I think, feels like we got to hold on to it because she's not going to keep giving us that one area that right. we really dig a lot.
I don't know.
We never want to give ours up, though.
Mm-mm.
You know? You're mine. Like, if I were with you... You're going to be mine to the next at least few years till I get another one, in my mind.
And you're looking for a better combination
exactly.
of hot and freaky.
Freaky deaky.
And sometimes it takes you 40 years to get there. Good morning, Mike, here on Q100. Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Go ahead. What's happening, man?
Hey, man. 4.5 years.
4.5 years?
I love how they say it,
he
too.
He sounds miserable. Miserable.
Almost 5 years.
It was awesome times, but at the end, it wasn't true.
And I'll tell you what, you're in that relationship and it's so bad, you feel like you're in jail. It's like Shawshank. And you can't get out.
Yes.
You're in Shawshank awesome. And you're looking for a way out, but she's so hot and she's so freaky deaky
right.
that just the worm won't let you out.
I mean, you gotta stick around. Like I was saying, bragging rights and definitely the extras that came along with it are definitely worth it. But
now, women,
truth.
I'm sure women would want to know, now, what's the difference in the women that you propose to?
The biggest difference actually has to be no looks, like not so much the looks and not so much the extras, but just the time and the connection between the two, you know, the time that y'all have, and y'all really have to have some kind of chemistry,
mm-hmm.
For that to work. But there's no way that I feel that anybody can get together with somebody just because of looks and just because of the extras and be in a relationship for, you know, 50 years. Mm-hmm. And get
sure.
married.
Right.
Now, how long did – I got to ask you the same question because you said this was, what, 4.5 years? How long into the relationship did she start just annoying you to no end?
It was definitely within the first six months.
God.
It was definitely ain't no way.
First six months. 4.5 years.
Can you just not go out and find another hot chick?
Well, sometimes they're so hot and so freaky, you just think, you know what, I'm going to ride. I can't
gotta
do any
be
better right
one.
Now.
There's one. There's got to be another one.
Mm-mm. And you know what? I've heard guys talk like that. Something that's gauges them to ask the woman to marry them is how long it takes for them to irk the nerves. like a partner of mine, it took he's mentioned that it's taken his girl, his wife now, about 2 years into the relationship before he was really irked. He knew she was the one.
Really?
As opposed to 2 months.
You know? I'm gonna marry that woman.
She gets on my nerves now, but it's been 2 years, so here's the ring, baby.
All right, women went in on this also. Go ahead, Amy. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Okay, this is awful, but I've been married for 14 years. About a year after we got married, oh, God, I could have cut this guy loose. But he is hot, he makes good money, and he's really good in bed.
And you're how many years into the relationship?
14!
Well, see, I think there's something right there. If you still think he's hot and you still think he's good in the bedroom after 14
that's
years.
The thing. I mean, that's the thing. We work opposite schedules, so we don't really see each other a lot. But when we do see each other a lot, it's
that's
really
probably
good.
Why y'all are still good in the
bedroom. Yeah. You don't have to have conversations. Just take
yeah,
it off.
We don't need a lot of conversation. We don't have a lot of time for conversation. But, right. Oh, my God, he drives me crazy sometimes.
Meg, you're on Q100. Awesome. Good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to tell Jim she's so right, because my friends have a saying, once you go big, you never go back.
Wow.
My friends have another saying.
But we can't say it on the air. The thing is with women, though, you guys can you don't need to be in the relationship. If he's getting that, you can come back as much as you want.
Exactly. Just keep him around.
That's all it takes.
We don't care.
I just wanted that education to happen for women. You heard a guy say he was in a relationship with a woman for 4.5 years, but she was so hot and so freaky, he was annoyed after 6 months, but he didn't go anywhere.
And if you cannot irritate that dude for at least 2 years, you might have a ring on your finger.
Welcome to She-Shank, gentlemen.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, Emily needs some help here. Good morning, Emily.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Hi. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Fantastic.
How are you today?
I'm great.
What's up?
So the reason that I was calling in was because I gave birth to my first baby about 6 months ago, and since then...
Congratulations, by the
yeah,
way.
Absolutely, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. But since then, my husband has not wanted to have sex.
Okay.
And actually, it's been a little bit longer than that. It's been about 9 to 10 months since the second trimester, really, of the pregnancy. So I was calling to find out if you might be able to help me out as to why that's the case. He told me that he's just, you know, we have a new baby. He's been very tired, and neither of us have really wanted to have sex, you know, towards the end of the pregnancy when I was very big and uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But now that the baby's here, he's been saying, I'm really tired. Things will change after a while. And it's just been a lot of excuses. And I was talking to a coworker recently who asked me if my husband watched the birth of the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her that, he had, and she said, well, you know, for some guys that just will completely turn them off. So mm-hmm. My question is, I'm wondering if he's traumatized by that. And if, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of awful to say, but if that's the case, then I don't know what I can do to sort of take that back, you know? So I don't really know what can be done if that's the case.
404-741-Q100. Well, I can answer. I can speak to two of those things.
Okay.
When my wife was pregnant with our kids also, those last couple of months there, she didn't want me to touch her. And I know a lot of guys really dig the pregnancy intimacy thing. Mm-hmm. And I just, if I have to be totally honest with you, I wasn't really into it.
Were you just uncomfortable by it?
Yeah, it was freaking me out.
Like there was a baby in there.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
The angles are odd.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it to begin with, and that was the advanced course. So,
it can be very painful.
So, yeah, we just, we sort of gave up on the whole thing towards the end of it. And I watched the delivery of our baby also, and it didn't have an effect on me at all. I was fascinated by the whole thing. And once both of them were born, I was ready to go. But I can tell you that one of my best friends in California was going through the same thing you are, is they talked about it over and over and over again, and his wife said, look, I know this kind of thing freaks you out. Look, you can't even watch House, you know? You can't even watch Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, be in the delivery room. Just don't look.
Stand up by her head.
Stand by her head, yeah. There's plenty of ways you can avoid it if you want to, right? So he gets into the delivery room, and he starts to get all curious, and he goes down there in the catcher stance right there with the doctor, and he watches the whole thing happen. And for about 6 months after that, when they had the baby, he was the same way. He couldn't shake the image out of his head. And that part for him just became anything but sexual. And he couldn't shake it. He just couldn't shake it. And
for how long?
It was about 6 months also.
And but he eventually get through
you
it.
Have to suck it up. There's only one thing, you know, you just got to
get back on the horse.
Right.
I mean, have you heard any statistics that say this will change after, you know, this initial period?
I haven't. I don't know. I don't know. Good morning, Ashley. You're on Q100.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Good. I got advice for the caller. My daughter is 9 now, but I went through the same thing when she was born. I gained a lot of weight through the pregnancy, and we didn't have, you know, relations after, you know, before the baby was born, and we sure definitely didn't have them afterwards. And I asked him, I said, you know, what's the deal? Why haven't we, you know? And he said, because all he kept doing was visualizing it.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was really, really hard because, you know, even though relationship is not based on that, it helps. You know, you have to have those intimate times together. And I think that she really needs to talk to her husband, because even though my labor was pretty bad, you know, there could be other reasons why. And I think that she, you know, needs to open up to her husband and ask him why.
Right, right.
Yeah, so many things happen in that delivery room that can really jack you up. I mean,
you know, and that's the thing, and I've been playing it through in my mind, you know, thinking, gosh, was it this, was it that?
But he's your husband. You should be able to talk to him about this.
Absolutely.
Kind of stuff.
You guys got to talk about it, for sure.
Right. I do think it's time for that.
Yeah. Scott, it's better to talk to him than us. Hey,
yeah,
Scott, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Yeah, hey, my wife and I had a baby just about 13 months ago and went through exactly what you went through as well. Be patient. He saw things he shouldn't have seen. It's going to take a little while. He's traumatized. It'll be all right, I promise.
Can you tell us why it's so traumatizing, or maybe help us get into the male mentality a little bit more?
Okay. It was all okay when I was patting her on the head, telling her everything was going to be all right and everything. And then when the wet nurse said, oh, come down here and look, and I went down there and saw things I had never even considered seeing before, it stuck in my head for a long time. So be patient with him. He'll come around and everything will be all right, I promise.
That, I mean, up until that point, and to be totally honest with you also, the woman's breasts, that area down there and the breasts are sexual for guys.
Right.
They are sexual.
Indeed.
Indeed. So to see it in a way that we haven't seen it before like that.
Functional.
Functional. Doomed. And, yeah, there for what it's supposed to be there for. It's a little bit tough to shake some of those images
is
sometimes.
Is it the head crowning?
Yeah.
The baby head crowning?
There's a little head in there. Well,
there's
yeah.
a lot of activity going on.
Now, but don't you watch videos and go to Lamaze classes and stuff like that where you see that before your actual wife?
It's so different. I mean, it's the difference between watching a football game and being in the football game.
Well, I was grossed out in health class. I mean, by the whole. Did you see in high school stuff? That's gross. You know.
It's not fun to watch.
It's magical and it's wonderful, but it's gross at the same time.
I'm not attracted to it anyway, so to me it's like all biology. You know what I mean? It's all a biology class. It's not like same thing the way that you guys see it.
I'll tell you the funny thing that happened with Stacey and I is when Hayden was born, I was fascinated by it. And I was the same as my friend in California, like maybe I'll watch, maybe I won't. And then I got down there and I'm like, oh, wow, look at all of this going on down here. And I was like a little kid, you know? And I'm like, Stacy, because at that point we thought we were only going to have Hayden. I said, look, you've got to check out what's going on down here because we're only doing Hayden here. So you got to at least take a look at it. So she was reluctant. She's like, I don't want to see it. I don't. Please don't. No. I'm like, no, you got to see this. This is coming out of your body. So she's like, all right. So over at Northside, they have these rolling windows that you can bring right over and you can angle it, the mirrors. Yeah, so the woman can see what's going on. She took one look at it and she's like, get that thing out of my face.
I'm
hated it.
I'm trying, you know, because this is a new thing. Like, you know, I'm trying to figure out when they allowed the husbands or boyfriends to come into the delivery room because they didn't used to do that. Yeah. If you see old school shows, they were in the waiting room with the cigars and everything. So
waiting for the nurse to come out and go, it's a boy.
Yeah,
it's a girl.
I'm curious how, I mean, it's only been, you know, in one generation that this has been allowed. So it's good that we're talking about
it's
it.
It's a
you
crazy
know?
Rule.
Hey, Miranda, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi, good morning. I had a baby at the end of July, and my husband had the same thought process. A lot of his friends had told him, don't look, you'll be really grossed out. And when we got in there, kind of the same situation, you know, as Bert, you want to look. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. Your baby's being brought into the world. And, I mean, we had no problems at all. My advice to the caller is just to, I mean, talk to your husband. There's probably another reason. It's probably the fact that you guys have a baby, and he's probably overwhelmed with being the new dad. I mean, there's probably a lot of things other than the fact that it's just, you know, he has these images in his head because, you know, that in itself is probably not the reason why.
And he's got nobody to talk to about this, really. Right. I mean, most guys are pretty closed when it comes to talking about anything that they're insecure about or emotions. You go to another guy and you tell him that I'm not having sex with my wife and it's because of me. A lot of guys can't do that. So the only person he has to talk to is you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a good point. Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is everybody that's called, Bert's friend, the guys that have called that said if that is the issue, they get over it, you know? So it's not like this is going to be a permanent thing.
Guys can really work around almost anything in order to get sex. Just so you know. So it'll take some time, but eventually he'll be like,
it'll go away.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that I'm hearing, like Melissa said, the common theme with everybody here is it does go away. Mm-hmm. You know, that he's going to get over this, but I think probably sitting him down in a very sort of like nurturing way and talking with him about it to where he's feeling comfortable, I think is the only way to go.
Great. Yeah. That needs to happen.
And maybe a trip to Victoria's Secret.
That's always good. Who cares about the economy? You can spend whatever you want at Victoria's Secret. All right. Good luck.
All right. Congratulations
so
again on your children.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Let me give guys this advice also. If it's the weight issue that you're having with your wife when she's pregnant and that's turning you off, you better take that to the damn grave with you. You better never share that. Yeah. Never.
You may be tempted to tell her in a kind, nurturing way.
Don't do it.
No. You can never do that.
Do not do it.
And I think it's sad that guys, like, it's like they can't adapt to the image they think is perfect woman. You know what I mean? So I think it's also sad that guys have that. Or some guys, not all guys.
Some guys do. And it's if that's you we're speaking to, there's nothing you can do about that because that's how you're built, but you better take that to the grave. There is no, what did you say, gentle and nurturing
no,
way?
No, do not. Because you'll think, you'll say, you know what, I can kindly and peacefully tell her this.
Don't believe women when they say they want 100% honesty. That is a lie right there.
Yeah.
You can lie there.
Yeah, we want you to lie about our bodies and say that they're great.
Lie, gentlemen, lie.
The Bert Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.